It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I told you we'd be talking about that whole Aaron Rodgers thing. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, the latest on the smoke surrounding Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Which veteran quarterback seems most likely for the Browns? And on the latest on the stadium saga, it's going on right now. Don't miss a minute of Daryl Ryder and Bieskin. It's always game day in Cleveland. They discuss all of that more, and subscribe to the podcast now, 92.3thefan.com on the free Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. I would prefer it on the free Odyssey app if you could. Thank you very much. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Yeah, I got this tweet. Twitter Actions brought to you by Shabin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Z Fergie, everybody hating on Cousins makes me want him. Our QB love affairs haven't been great. Bring on the vet who has the best career under Stefanski. Okay, that's one. That makes a bit of sense.
Okay, but I'd like to know, what is the end goal there? Listen, if everything went right and he's fully healthy.
Believe they're going to make the playoffs.
If he's fully healthy and everything is right. So that's a lot of ifs, by the way. Especially
you can wish
behind
one hand and you know what
behind
the other.
An offensive line that I don't even know. What does our offensive line look like next year with DeJuan Jones's health? You know, two straight years, his season ends early. What is that going to be like?
Uh-huh.
What do we do? Like, you tell me, is our offensive line going to be in great shape this year?
DeJuan Jones.
It's a lot of ifs.
Jed Wills was set to be a free agent. He was clearly the best left tackle you had. And he just got surgery a week ago.
By the way, nobody wants him
back. And I think Zach mentioned it in passing with us yesterday. I don't know if he's going to play in the NFL this year. And which, if he's not going to play in the NFL this year, you have to wonder ever again. Sorry. I got nothing against the guy personally other than he wouldn't. It's not personal. He just wasn't very good. I'm not sure what the offensive line is going to be. I have Joel Bitonio, who is probably in his last year. Wyatt Teller, which it's amazing. Everybody wants to trade Wyatt Teller, but you got to protect the young quarterback some way, somehow. So I don't understand that part of it. Also, the contract is still prohibitive to move, but no one wants to listen to that. They just are in a hurry to trade Wyatt Teller, and they think that I just love my offensive lineman so much. Okay, that's fair. I think a lot of things have to go well for you to make the playoffs. And you know what? A lot of things had to go well in 2023 for you to make the playoffs. I think it starts with having somebody that eliminates turnovers as best they can, which, again, somebody loved to throw in my face yesterday that Kirk Cousins had the most interceptions last year. So that's going to be one red flag there. The other part of it is we're going to be able to run the foot. We have to be able to run the football because you can run yourself to regular. They did in 2020. You can run yourself to regular season wins by playing tight enough defense, eliminating turnovers, running the football, pounding teams out. And if you're able to control the clock in the fourth quarter, we're getting a little bit nitty gritty here. But if I can keep it a two possession game in the fourth quarter, I'm going to win the football game because I can get a running back that can rip it off that much at a time. And that was Nick Chubb. It was getting like 6 yards a carry in 2020, for crying out loud. Like, that's how good it was. You can try to do that, but there's still a lot of what ifs. My running back room, what does it consist of right now? We're begging for Nick Chubb to come back. I think it's just to make us happy to see if he's got anything left. Right now, your running back room doesn't have anything in it. You got a bunch of empty rooms here in very important positions. So you can bring in Kirk Cousins, but I don't know how much of a dividend that's really going to pay for you. And Cardiac Kid tweeted at me, and this is something I got to think about. Ken, I'd rather play Kenny over Kirk. And I looked at you, and I read this during the break, and I went, am I willing to go that far?
Well, I had to hear what you had to say about this, because nobody's been worse on Kenny Pickett than Ken Carmen.
I've said a lot of things that have not been too terribly nice, and most of it was to get Steelers fans in a shoot. I will admit to that. But there is something about Kenny Pickett where I'm going, it's still an unknown. Like Kirk Cousins, I see what I get. And I'm going to get, you know what, if you get the running game going, I'm going to get my 7 wins. But what if he's able to unlock him? What if it does click? Probably still only get the 7 wins. But what if it does click? Like, there is an unknown where it's like, I kind of would like to see it. I could get to week 2 and go, all right, I don't need to see any more of this.
Yeah.
But damn it, like, I'm hearing that a person would rather play Kenny Pickett than Kirk Cousins. And this is what leads us here in April, where you're kind of going, I don't want to say no to that just yet. I don't want to say no to that yet, just yet. And I think there's plenty of guys slapping their steering wheels right now going, guys, we're comparing Kenny Pickett and Kirk Cousins here.
And we're going to trade something. We're going to give away an asset to go get Cousins.
Yeah, that's why we're going to be very heavy Cavs coming up here in 40 minutes, I promise
when you can have Joe Flacco for nothing.
Yeah. Ryan in Columbia Station, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Ryan.
Good topic. I couldn't be more confused as a Browns fan. I don't know what they're trying to do right now, because we're bringing Garrett back to try and stay competitive. I mean, I guess that's the reason you bring him back. You probably should have traded him, because we're obviously trying to go through a rebuild and gain assets and draft picks. But then we did nothing in free agency besides sign Kenny Pickett. Does that make any sense to me? No.
Well, no, you traded for Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins at this point, no, it doesn't make any sense to me, because you're going to have to give up something to get him. Joe Flacco is probably sitting on the couch again. Why is this guy not on the roster? If we're really trying to find a veteran quarterback to fulfill a spot, then tread water for a year and develop a quarterback.
If they open up the season at home, you would at least have this. If they're not going to be great, I do want them to put on a good show. And we all remember how things happened in the game against the Bengals on October 20th, where they booed Deshaun Watson when they came out, and then some people, not as many as people say, cheered when he was carted off. Joe Flacco comes out of that tunnel week 1. There's going to be a lot of people cheering.
Yeah,
if you're not going to be great, and I don't know how great they're going to be. Yeah, if I don't know how great they're going to be, you better be. I hope you're entertaining. That would at least be somewhat entertaining.
Was Flacco not entertaining? He was great.
Yeah, yeah. Now he does turn the ball over a lot. So remember, they are trying to win games
50 times a game.
Yeah, that's true as well. That's right, because we didn't have much of a running game because of the injury. You're right about that. I mean, there's some necessity there, but I think if you wanted to go, and Ryan, thank you for the call. I'd rather just not give up anything and bring in Joe Flacco. I mean, we're hand wringing over Kirk Cousins. Maybe there is something that could still be unlocked with Kirk Cousins at this grand age. But if he's if you're a quarterback whisperer, as Peter Schrager said, I didn't say it, Peter Schrager did it. If you're a quarterback whisperer, shouldn't you be able to get the best out of Kenny Pickett? Well, he was a former first-round pick just a few years ago. You can't unlock something there with Kenny? Because I'll never accuse, this is what I will say on Kenny Pickett's behalf, record this, I'll never accuse Matt Canada of being good with quarterbacks and good with a professional offense. And I will never accuse Mike Tomlin of being a quarterback whisperer. So that's sad what I'm holding on to. Those are scraps, but that's what I'm holding on to. I'd rather see if the quarterback whisperer, quote-unquote, can whisper to this quarterback than, hey, a 36-year-old guy who's still going to get me to maybe the same place that I think they're going to go now. And I'm sure there's plenty of people lining up on social media, I'm not looking at it right now, who are saying that I'm an...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Idiot for even saying there's a possibility of 7 wins on the roster, on the schedule this year. By the way, speaking of the Steelers, if they're really waiting around, if their ownership is really waiting around for Aaron Rodgers to make his decision, and Adam Schefter saying he doesn't know if he wants to play football anymore, and then there's this conspiracy theory going around that in 7 days, Pat McAfee's doing a live show in Pittsburgh, and that's where Aaron Rodgers is going to make his grand announcement. If you're really waiting around for all this stuff, I ain't going to hear anything from a Steelers fan this year. That's Browns territory. That's old Browns territory, new Browns territory, bad Browns territory. I don't want to hear it from any Steeler fan at all. I don't know where you stand on that. Aaron Rodgers is not worth that wait. He is not worth that wait, and I ain't going to hear it for the rest of the year. I don't know how the Steelers are going to end up. I think the Browns are maybe a middle of the road, better than terrible from this last year. I'm hoping, but part of me is, part of that is coming from a fan. I don't want to hear from any Steeler fan Aaron Rodgers.
My guess is that this deal I don't think they are waiting. Right?
I mean, you think the deal's done?
Yeah, it feels like the deal's done.
Why wouldn't you just come out and announce the deal then if you're the Steelers?
I think
you're the Steelers.
I think it's because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, and he said, listen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go work out with guys like he did with the DK Metcalf, throwing the ball around. But this is all for him and his deal with Pat McAfee, which if I'm the Steelers...
You would allow him to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think they did. I think they did, and they had to come to grips with it because what were their other options?
Their other options were Justin Fields or Russell Wilson or Joe Flacco or any one of the other guys that we've talked about forever.
I think they have talked
over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think they've talked themselves into Aaron now further removed from the injury. He came on a little bit at the end of the season. Still nothing I was that interested in. You didn't hear me begging the Browns to go after him. Clearly, Aaron Rodgers didn't really have the Browns on his list either.
I don't think he's serious about football anymore.
Yeah, I do have those questions too.
And I think that you, in a season...
Yeah, I don't expect them to be good.
No, I don't. That's why I don't want to hear from a Steelers fan.
I shouldn't
fan
say
right
that, because even when they're not good, they still win half their games, no matter what. So,
yeah, but then they all get mad because they only won half their games, so they're in quote-unquote purgatory.
I don't think they're going on some run. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to help them in the playoffs.
So what's the point? What is the point of doing all that? What's the point of putting yourself on his schedule where... Guys, I watched the documentaries. I watched it. I watched all 3 episodes. What's the point of putting yourself on his schedule? Where one, you're not convinced he loves football anymore. Schefter said it himself. I don't need to say it. Two, he didn't show up to your... He wants to be a leader, but he doesn't want to show up to training camp on time because he wanted to go to Egypt. How many months off you get during an NFL season? You could have went to Egypt. You could fit ayahuasca and Egypt in the same time frame and get to training camp on time.
I think the Steelers have convinced themselves that Aaron Rodgers in one last, and really Mike Tomlin. I think it's 1 year and this is it. This is probably going to be Mike Tomlin's last year there. So he's going to take a chance on the talent because the arm talent, people that watched his arm talent last year said there's been no drop off. It's just, He was stumbling out of the blocks because of the injury, and it takes a certain amount of time to come back from that injury. Even though all we heard was how ahead of schedule he was with the Jets with that injury.
If you're making this argument then for Aaron Rodgers, maybe we do need to open up this conversation then. Because I'm looking at it from the two big things. I don't think he loves football that much anymore. I don't think he has the decision making anymore for it. I question the leadership there. I need leadership. This has been a rudderless ship for so many times. We've harpooned ourselves with leadership as well. Don't think that that's lost on me. But if you're naming these things about Aaron Rodgers, why aren't we having this conversation then? I mean, you said you weren't even interested in him, and then you just gave me live arm, and he's a year removed from the injury.
That's what the
Steelers. And he came on at the end of last year. That's the Steelers.
Admittedly,
what about the Browns? Don't we want to be better than them?
That's what they're talking themselves into.
He's a free agent. He's a veteran.
I'm not really buying much of it at all.
I don't have to trade for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't think Aaron Rodgers. Cleveland was never one of the destinations.
I don't think it would be, but why can't we?
I think he probably thinks Pittsburgh compared to Cleveland. Pittsburgh is a team that wins half their games every year, no matter what. I can come in and help them. Cleveland, there's too much dysfunction. There's too much else going around.
But my worry with Aaron Rodgers is that you're part of that dysfunction. You're part of the everything else going around.
I totally agree with you.
You took a team that, remember, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and for 3 years straight, it ain't just my opinion. How many people were putting Joe Douglas on their shoulders about the draft picks that he had with the New York Jets? I mean, 3 years in a row. So you had young talent on that football team. That's why you picked the Jets.
I know. That is why you went there.
And then they brought in some of your buddies.
Listen, I'm going to make it clear. I don't think it's going to work. But I understand why Aaron Rodgers would go to Pittsburgh over Cleveland. I totally understand that.
I understand that. But if we're going to make these arguments for all these things that the Steelers like him for, I don't mean to go in a circle with you. But if they believe that wholeheartedly, or if a fan believes that wholeheartedly, then why aren't we having the discussion? Because I think the other things outweigh him. I think the age outweighs it. He's 41.
Yeah.
I think the decision-making might outweigh it. I think that he had better wide receivers. I know that George Pickens and DK Metcalf are nothing to fart at.
Are they really?
But I liked his variety better.
Are they really
better.
Sticking with Pickens? I thought for sure he was out. Is he really going to be there this year?
Am I wrong?
Well, no.
Am I wrong?
He still is right now. I just always assumed it was just going to be a matter of time before they said goodbye to him, because he was a malcontent last year, up and down and up and down, and now he's going to be.
And Aaron Rodgers is going to fix that,
right? Unless Aaron Rodgers talked to him and like assured him.
Should I be rooting for Aaron Rodgers then to sign with the Steelers?
That'd be a total disaster.
If you think it's going to be bad, because he torpedoed the Jets.
Yes.
And that was look at the draft picks that they had. Now, I know that some of the draft picks don't pan out the way they want, but damn, if he's torpedoing the Jets, would he or would he not be? Because I thought it's feast or famine with the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers. Either he reinvigorates himself and everything I just said over the previous 2 minutes was stupid, or he actually does take them to, hey, we've had a good long run with Mike Tomlin. We're going to separate from each other now. And we're going to go in a different direction because we only won 4 games this last year. That's why I thought it was either feast or famine with Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's such a huge figurehead. Like, he's a Hall of Famer. I'm not going to take anything away from the rest of his career. He's a Hall of Famer. But he's such a huge figurehead. I think it either goes, you're working with each other and it does happen for you, or it goes in a terrible direction and that you actually get the excuse if you're the Steelers now. And I hate to say it, going into a good draft class of quarterbacks where, hey, we only won a handful of games. We actually did finish under 500. They're never going to fire a coach who's won a Super Bowl. So we're going to separate from each other. They're going to bring in somebody new and then bring in a quarterback. That's the two directions that I thought they might go. But I'm just saying, if we're going to have this sideshow here and we're waiting around for TV shows, nothing against that TV show, I don't want to hear anybody making fun of the Browns from out in Pittsburgh. Not for the rest of this year. Because we've had those discussions. Cleveland has done with that with LeBron James. That was LeBron James
now,
in his prime.
Are you preemptively saying that?
Not 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
Are you preemptively saying that, knowing that they're still going to probably have a better record than us this year?
Yes. Yes. Because if they have 5 wins and we only have 4, that's really not anything to fart at.
No, that's absolutely nothing.
And then we still
draft
ahead of
them. We can laugh at each other.
Yes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.